This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 8:05 Tuesday morning. Tomorrow is the big day. Our live secret show. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Right now, the first 10 callers, starting with caller number 9 at 800-400-3697, wins their way into the Sarah and Vinny 21st birthday secret show pool party on June 28th. That would be tomorrow. This is it. This is your last chance. You have to be over 21. Call now, 800-400-3697. This is it. Now, on Thursday morning, we're doing our regular show live from the Fairmont, and that is open to the public. Please feel free to join us. There's a big tent set up right out front. They're doing a breakfast. The Fairmont does a great job over there, and you're more than welcome to come to that, but you do have to be over 21 and have tickets for this secret show and pool party. The pool party, I was just sitting in the office with Yuzette and Hooman, and they're planning it all out, and damn. It's going to be cake and cupcakes. Mm-hmm. Was I supposed to say that?
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Way to go.
DJ,
karaoke,
the narwhal
lifeguard.
Race. We have a lifeguard. We have a mermaid.
Yep, got it all.
Yeah.
Just prematurely blowing it all over the place.
Cannot wait.
Lucky you're not a guy.
I am lucky. That's for sure. Uh-huh. It's good to be a girl. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Today! And this is it, you guys. Hooman is taking the final call.
This is totally it. Countdown!
This is the final countdown. All in my right ear.
That's my left.
Oh, it was my left.
Yeah. There's some reverse.
I think it's just you.
It's not just me. I'm telling you.
It's you.
Okay.
What? They're what?
It's me. There's a reverse thing. Like, whenever you guys hear stuff in your left ear, it's in my right ear.
I don't have that problem, but I feel like the other day when you had them fix your headphone jack, I think they just took the crappy jack and switched them.
Oh, like, yours is janky?
Huh.
Oh, now yours is
jacked. They just switched us out.
Jacked up?
they took my good jack and gave it to her. I got this thing that's like...
We'll take the guest one next time.
No, they should just get a new jack. Yeah. There's something
You'd
wrong with the jack.
There'd be piles of them, right?
You would. Or they would be a $9 item or something. Like, what can it possibly cost for a little jack?
But things have changed, Sarah. Remember the olden days? They used to be like, oh, you need headphones? We'll get you a pair.
Yeah, no problem.
And I was like, hey.
Really? My own set?
I'm swimming in headphones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why they stopped, Vin.
Did I stop the free flow of headphones, really?
Might be. Every time you'd take them off, you'd throw them across the room.
Yeah, oh, quite abusive. Mm.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Pete's Coffee. Cool off the summer with a refreshingly bold and smooth cold brew. Pete's, the original craft coffee. I'm a huge iced coffee fan. Ooh.
I know that you like to take the regular coffee and then ice it. They actually have a cold brew now that you buy in the cold drink section.
Oh, like in a bottled?
Yeah, bottled. It's excellent. It's really good.
Pour that
and then,
over.
You know, I'm sure they're making it for you right there at their locations.
It is I just love iced coffee. I just think it's so
well, especially, you know, that mid morning on a hot morning, you're over the hot coffee by then.
Yep. Although I do like my hot coffee first thing. Gotta have that. And pizza's good for that too.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, at 8:30, we have a right. Is it 8:30? We
it
have
is.
a two hundred dollar gift card, and then you'll also have a chance to win a $500 gift card from Pete's.
Wow!
I gotta go to Pete's for that. But we have a $200 one. That'll take care of your iced coffees this summer. Whoa. Alec Baldwin, he has said that he's actually kind of tired of playing Donald Trump. I think he played him 17 times on the last season of SNL.
Yeah, they've gone to that well quite a bit. That's one of the things where it would be a lot funnier if they did it a little less.
Yeah. That's going to continue.
I'm sure.
It's a big draw for them. 59-year-old Alec just confirmed he will be returning to SNL this fall to... continue his role as Donald Trump. He says, yeah, we're going to fit that in. I think people have enjoyed it. He said his busy schedule will keep the appearances to a minimum, though. It'll be a couple celery sticks every now and then, but not a whole meal. I've got a lot of things I'm working on this fall.
Yeah, they'll do so much better with it if they don't do it every episode.
I agree. Speaking of SNL, Hooman's in the middle of getting winners right now, but Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell have a movie coming out called The House, where it looks like the parents are trying to pay for their daughter's college, so they start an underground casino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen the ads for it.
Yeah, we've all seen the ads. You can see the trailer if you want to. What you can't see is the movie, even if you're a reviewer, before it comes out this Friday.
Oh, is it that bad?
Well, they say if they don't screen it for critics, it means they're just trying to get as much money as they can the first weekend before everyone finds out that it blows, which
bummer.
Sucks because I actually love both of these actors.
Well, you like to think that they can do no wrong, but it turns out they can do wrong.
They can.
I've seen some Will Ferrell stuff that stinks, and I think he's really funny.
Yeah. But, which ones didn't you like?
Land of the Lost was pretty stupid.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, I heard that was bad.
The soccer coach one was pretty stupid.
I don't even know that one.
Of course you don't. Because he was on a cash grab.
Right.
And just turding movies. Night at the Roxbury, would you watch that?
No,
I mean, really?
I wouldn't. I really did feel like that was barely a bit. How could they make that into
right.
a whole thing? Anyway, it doesn't bode well for the movie The House.
It's called Kicking and Screaming.
What is? Oh, the soccer movie?
The one with Will Ferrell.
What is?
Even Anchorman 2. Did they do an Anchorman 2? They did, didn't they?
They did.
It was a very blipped
ruined
thing, right? I mean, nothing can ever touch Anchorman. That was just such a good movie.
Like,
why
all
bother?
Time, you know.
When they all show up on their bikes for the Rumble, come on.
Yeah, people will talk about it forever. They went back for it, and it just flopped.
Mm. Did you watch The Accountant?
I didn't. That's the Batman. It's the Batman guy. It's Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's he plays a guy who's like he's somewhere on the autistic spectrum, and he's just a crazy math numbers guy, and he helps criminals hide their business dealings by being a great
John
accountant.
John was watching this the other day. He said it was pretty trippy.
Yeah, but so he makes a lot of money doing that, but he also he's a good person.
Yes.
Like, he helps people who actually come into his accounting firm.
He's like a superhero math guy?
Exactly.
Yes!
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. And
he's
got
like,
all these mad fighting skills too, like all these crazy weird skills that he very very quietly
like a magic abacus?
No.
Oh.
But, you know, good guess. No, he just can kick ass. But he doesn't want to, and he just wants to do the math. But he, you know, he's also sort of a like weird superhero guy.
Like a calculator, when you hit 5, it does
it
lasers?
It shoots lasers. No, it's not like that. It's really just, he's able to disarm people.
It's like an arsenal of weapons, and he has all this money stashed.
Yeah, yeah.
But the calculator doesn't do anything when you hit 7. It doesn't delete messages. 7. 7.
No.
It
doesn't. Doesn't he have like an RV stored somewhere that's like filled with like priceless artworks that he's been given from these criminals?
Yes.
And it's a good movie. You'd really like it. Anna Kendrick is the girl in it.
You like it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I really, and I even thought when it was over, I'm like, I'd watch another one of those.
Why
like
didn't
the adventures
you ever say
of the
that?
Accountant.
I'll watch that. It sounds
you
fun.
You should watch it. It's fun.
I'd love to see something that's okay.
So it looks like they're working on a sequel to it.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about it.
Man, I could have rented that instead of that Wormhauser guy movie.
Wakefield.
Wakefield.
Oh, yeah.
Bryan Cranston.
And I like him.
Hooman's still taking information.
But that movie, it's excruciating.
Yeah. Well, Hooman's here. You can ask him what he thought about it. I forget what he reviewed.
Yeah, when he's done. Are you done with all the calls? We're talking about movies.
We're talking about The Accountant and some other movies.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready now.
We're talking about Wakefield with
Bryan Cranston.
What
did you give Wakefield?
I liked it a lot. I gave it 4, 3.5, 4.
You gave it 4?
Maybe 3.5. I can't remember. It's hard to remember.
But you liked it because it just was like, this is what marriage is. This is what it'll do to you.
No, I liked it because it was so unpredictable and weird and just different and... you know, the guy's trapped and he hates his wife and she hates him and there's not, and so he needs a moment of break, but you know, you've given up your moments of break. You're stuck. And this is just an imaginary situation where 8 months he's hiding in the attic of his garage. I felt sympathetic for him, but...
You felt sympathy for that selfish bastard?
I did, yeah.
I'm surprised. Yeah, he had it all. He had a beautiful wife, a wonderful house, two great kids, but from the very beginning, spoiler alert, he's a weasel. He gets the girl by being a weasel and ratting, like, completely ruins his friendship with a dude to snake his way into this girl's heart. He steals her. The wife. Steals her. And so you already know he's a snake. So I'm surprised you felt sorry. I just thought it was an awful movie.
Oh.
Like, I gave it zero.
Mm-hmm.
It gets creamed craps. Like, that's when you start to go into the negatives.
Right. What did you think of The Accountant?
You know, that movie is so interesting because it's the perfect kind of PSA for autism. I mean, what that movie does for awareness for autistic people is just incredible.
It's all math geniuses who could also...
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Also, like,
you walk out of there...
Disassemble a like, AR-23.
Like, autism council, the people behind... Everyone should have been promoting the hell out. And they didn't. They didn't. And when I finally saw it on a plane, I was like... I enjoyed that movie, and I don't even love Ben Affleck. I sort of like him.
He's actually great in that role.
Great.
He's very deadpan the whole time. There's zero emotion.
I'm totally watching it now.
Yeah, I loved it. Anyway, they're going to do a sequel to it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so it must have made money, right?
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, play that.
Yeah.
Oh, the end, everybody.
I gotta say something nice.
Who in the audience didn't think, well, that's the end of that, yeah. Ben?
I think we even played it the next day before we knew anything was happening. Like, oh, geez, that's not what you want to hear from your husband. But you're a lot of work.
it does end open, for sure.
He gets the hell out of there, and he stokes her up.
Anna Kendrick, falls in love with him, and he's in love with
her. Well, don't tell the ending, because not everyone's seen it. Didn't you like The Conjuring? Isn't that the one with the doll?
Oh, I loved it. It scared the living crap out of me.
Did you go see the second one?
I love a movie that I can find myself so tense that just a simple little thing happens, and I'm out of my head. I love that feeling. That it's almost like a roller coaster. Oh God! And I physically react to movies, so I can get into it. I love that. And The Conjuring
did
that to me.
Did you go see the
second one? I didn't. I don't think I did. No.
Well, there's a third one on the way.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can
sequel.
Yes.
Everybody.
It's all there. A couple things out of the NBA. First of all, Ice Cube has a new league.
Yeah.
Called the Big Three. So this is past players and past stars, and they do like 3-on-3 matches, and I guess they do a few in a night, and they had the inaugural one, Sunday night. About 15,000 fans were there.
It's an event.
It's apparently people are totally into it. Lots of stars were there. And it rolls on through the summer. It's scheduled to conclude with a championship game at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
One of the things I read is that Ice Cube has already booked the arena for his championship, and it's the same night and location they want to have the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather fight. And Ice Cube has said, I'll be happy to sell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
My spot in line.
I have that.
Oh,
booked.
Is that? Were you about to do that?
No, but they say there's a whole conflict there. I figured that'd get resolved.
Yeah, it'll get resolved when he gets a ton of money.
Right. I'm sure he'll be happy to move it. He could play that anywhere.
To a playground down the street.
Sure. Anyway, there's... they go on to talk about the Big Three. It is a professional basketball league.
Yeah, it's neat. It's old players. Like, Allen Iverson is apparently playing. And he's someone that everyone loved to watch.
They don't list a whole bunch of people here, but it's, you know, yeah, it's all past players and people who want to be in that. The NBA awards were last night. And this is Drake hosted. And they have, people are saying he did a great job with this. This was the first one of these two. Some just NBA MVP awards. It looks like Taylor Swift loves the NBA. She put a little congratulations on there. Oh, this is her congratulating Russell Westbrook for being named the MVP.
What's the point of that? That was weird.
Yeah, I guess we're doing tributes to... Maybe she's a huge Russell Westbrook fan.
Draymond Green, our own.
Yeah.
Got NBA Defensive Player of the Year at the awards. So that's good news.
Congratulations to him. So Drake was the host, and there were all kinds of little bits that they did through this whole thing. And we were just talking about Will Ferrell. So I thought we could play you the Will Ferrell. I guess, is Will teaching Drake the art of the handshake, or is Drake teaching Will the art of the handshake?
No, they both show up to a team, and they're showing the team how to do a proper handshake. Otherwise, the point shouldn't even count if you guys aren't doing a proper celebration.
After you have... sunk the basket.
Right.
Now this is how you celebrate. Okay.
Yeah, it's really visual. It's funny though. It's cute.
We'll put it up at Radio Alice.
Yeah. All right. It's a handshake.
And that's Drake and Will. You're right. This is super visual. It's very cute. Oh, they got a Gossip Queen one. Oh, they're whispering in each other. That's hilarious. We'll put that at RadioAlice.com. Or do you want to do it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Sure, yeah.
Put it up somewhere where people can find it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, the NBA
as ridiculous as that sounds, if you watched the NBA Finals, you saw LeBron has a separate handshake for each one of his fellow players.
Oh.
And they're all multi-level. So that looks ridiculous, but that is they're practicing that crap.
It's a takeoff on what he's done.
Right.
I see. Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the publication of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which was changed to the Sorcerer's Stone here in America. J.K. Rowling tweeted, 20 years ago today, a world that I had lived in alone was suddenly open to others. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet.
One person who didn't celebrate the anniversary was Piers Morgan. He had to be a jackass about it. He tweeted back to her, 20 years of conning the easily mesmerized masses with the execrable literary Hogwarts warsh. Congrats. And then he was on a talk show called Good Morning Britain. He put on the Harry Potter glasses, held a wand, and called the books badly written and a load of old gibberish. And this is after admitting he's never read them. Mm. I am going to say this for anyone who ever gives any crap to J.K. Rowling, that chick is a great writer. And not only are the Harry Potter books excellent, but she wrote some books under the pen name Robert Galbraith.
They're excellent.
They're unbelievable. You care so deeply about these characters, and she just knows how to move the story along at just the
Cormoran
right pace. Cormoran Strike.
Yeah. Is the character.
And Robin, his assistant.
They're excellent.
They are excellent books. And I loved The Casual Vacancy, which I think was the first novel she wrote after the Harry Potter. It's a very dark book. But it's great. And I say to Piers Morgan, you should shut up. Or you should read those books. I mean, what a jerk. He just wants to be controversial. Salvador Dali, the artist, the guy with the melting clocks and stuff, he died back in 89. And there's a lady who's been claiming that she's his daughter. I guess that some Spanish woman claimed her mother had an affair with the artist in 1955, and they have ordered his body exhumed. He died in 89, had no children with his wife. The alleged daughter, who's a tarot card reader, has made this claim twice before and never gotten any paternity results. He was extremely wealthy when he died. He lived in a castle with a pet anteater. It's unclear when the testing will be done, but there's a judge who's saying, you've got to exhume that body. And we're going to get some DNA, and we're going to find out once and for all if he's really a daddy. I'm sure his estate is not thrilled. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
TV news crew's truck is stolen while they're reporting on a crime.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice@973.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by JCPenney. With all the hot weather we've been having, today is the perfect time to enjoy a San Francisco-inspired cold brew fog from Pete's Coffee. Right now, we're giving away a $200 Pete's gift card. You just have to be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Cool off with the cold brew from Pete's Coffee. If you stop by your Pete's Coffee bar for the cold brew fog and tag your Instagram photo with hashtag cold brews day while enjoying a Pete's cold brew, you'll have a chance to win a $500 Pete's gift card. Pete's, the original craft coffee. So call now, 800-400-3697. Call number 9, just like that. $200 Pete's gift card. That'll keep you cool this summer. Get to JCPenney's 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pete's Coffee.
All right.
Cool off this summer with a refreshingly bold and smooth cold brew. All Pete's, right, the original craft coffee.
Making me thirsty.
Here's what's happening. Warriors Draymond Green wins the NBA Defensive Player of the Year last night. So congratulations. I'm sure he's happy to put that next to the championship trophy.
Sure. He's going to have a trophy room soon.
Probably does. Mm. It's fun.
It's great.
Winning stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm winning so much, I'm sick of winning.
So this is something that I thought I should report because when Anthony, our overnight guy, saw it, you know him, right?
I sure do. The bearded wonder.
He's on the nerdier side and was like, oh, the Nintendo. And I went, yeah. Oh, I'm going to buy a bunch of those and stash them away.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, you know, all right, I guess this is important.
It's funny because we're reading Ready Player One.
Yes.
And it's all these old consoles and old
exactly
games
right.
and stuff. And it's I wondered, you know, if the popularity of stuff like that and the movie coming out is prompting them to release these.
Nintendo has revealed details for their new SNES Classic, which is a standalone mini console which is preloaded with 21 old games that will play in HD.
Incredible.
On your modern television. So Super Mario World, Earthbound, Super Mario Kart, The Legend of Zelda, and more will all be low. Star Fox, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Any of these ringing a bell? Super Punch
Out.
Well,
the Mario ones.
So this thing's preloaded with all these games. They'll play in beautiful HD on your modern TVs.
You can show your kids how video games used to be.
It's going to come out on September 29th, and it'll be about $80. I guess these things sell out. They've already done a run of these, and they sold out. That's why Anthony was like, the first time they put them out, it was a limited release and they sold out. And so people who bought enough of them could go on eBay and they were making a mint.
Mm.
So
does it say it's going to be a pretty limited run or?
It doesn't say that, but it does seem like that's their move.
I'd kill for an old Atari console.
They say here that this is the follow-up to the first launch, which was in 2016. The console was notoriously difficult to find due to limited stock and was discontinued earlier this year. So they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. It's great.
So
I think it's a really cool idea.
Christmas.
Oh, for sure.
Christmas presents
September.
Right there.
That's great. Is that it? That tiny little thing
it's
in the guy's hand?
It's in the palm of the guy's hand.
Funny. So does it? You have game controllers that
probably
are
yeah.
like the old ones?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
You can find the old Atari game console.
The 2600?
I don't know. It's actually kind of like that. It's a smaller version.
It oh,
has 101 built-in games.
Oh, wow.
It's the original games.
Look at that.
It's pretty cool.
The Atari Flashback.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it?
This one says like $36.
Really?
Well, they're old games. They can't look good.
Here's one for $80, but Prime. You get it by 2 days.
Huh. Yeah, but it's twice as much.
That's true. No, it comes with joysticks, though, so that's added
so
bonus.
It works.
That'd be fun. Just be fun to revisit all those old games and, you know, Isn't Space Invaders and Adventure on there? And yeah, tell me what's on there. Never mind. Don't bother. I'm like geeking out because of Ready Player One.
I know.
One.
Ready Player One has most definitely awakened a little side of me. I was never really that into that stuff, but I'm actually enjoying hearing about this other life that people lead and how into things. No one gets into something like a nerd. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how Comic-Con got huge. And you see these characters in this book. They know everything, every little single everything.
Right.
I love music, and I have some basic music trivia knowledge, but nothing like
right.
what these
like
guys.
Like they've studied it. Yeah. Like it's become their life's mission to know this stuff inside out.
But that's how you also see it happen to Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, poor George Lucas, he could not please the nerds. He put out three more movies and finally said, Disney, try
Take
your
it.
Hand at it. Mm. Give me my money. I'm done.
Right.
You cannot please these people.
Right.
They're making me sad. It's my own invention, and it's ruined. Right?
I give it up. Take it, geeks.
The World Taekwondo Federation finds itself in a position where it needs to change its name.
The WTF.
Mm. The WTF is now going to be known as the World Taekwondo Championships, WTC, because it felt in the digital age, the slang of this abbreviation is unrelated to our organization.
Yeah.
And we feel we need to rebrand it for our fans.
Yeah, that's a...
I think that's a bad decision.
Really?
They
you
definitely
think
hold
they should embrace WTF?
If there's somebody creative on their team, they could turn that funny, jokey thing into incredible PR for
They're
them.
They're very serious about what they do. Homie.
Oh, my God.
They don't want to be...
Well, let's ask the Karate Ninja on the show. Would it, you know, is WTF...
Hey, Karate Ninja.
It doesn't offend me at all. I think it's great.
See? There it is.
What if Cooksul won? What if KSW meant something?
That'd be awesome. Double meeting, I'd hashtag the crap out of that all over my pictures and videos and stuff. Why not?
It'd be
more trending, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Double trend.
Double trend.
Is it wrong, Sarah?
Yep, it is.
You don't know yet. Several hundred visitors to a Pennsylvania park were treated to an X-rated performance early Thursday evening of last week when a couple... engaged in a series of sex acts in close proximity to a playground.
Right there at the playground, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, it's wrong.
Cops were called out to the park around 7:45 p.m. Don't you think that couple has a right to say, kids, you should be home!
It's still light out at 7:45 p.m. Sun hasn't even set yet. What time's the sun setting
these
days?
The police had 8:30, feels like.
Yeah. Like an hour after I get in bed?
In bed, yeah. And it's still light out.
Right. Tonight, 8:09.
Ooh. Yeah, it's still broad daylight out. I mean, it is wrong, Vinny.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in San Francisco, it's 8:36.
Yeah, it's late.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really late.
8:36.
There's no doubt that I feel like I'm in bed, and it's still light out at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Anyway, this man and woman were showing each other their love.
Oh,
when a pair of officers arrived, they spotted Jacqueline Getz, 31, and Kyle McClure performing. She was kissing his topside middle area.
What?
Belly button?
What?
I get you.
Belly button.
It's just a weird way to refer to it. It's topside middle area. What the hell is that?
Catch me outside.
Outside.
For a little topside middle area action.
What does that mean?
No one knows. You'll figure it out.
As opposed to his backside middle area, Sarah.
Mm, the small of his back?
Oh my, what does that mean?
God, what are you doing?
Catch me outside.
When the police arrived, they said these two people were right in the middle of that act and continued to have not only, they were doing all the bases.
Did they have to pull them off each other?
They say several hundred people were present in the park and observed.
Several hundred people.
And many park goers were happy to provide police with both video and picture evidence of the show.
Oh, Jesus.
So they didn't grab their kids and go home. They pulled out their phones and took video.
Well, that's what we do now.
Am I going to get that video back? What? Oh, I mean, you can have it for now, but...
I'll just email it to you.
Yeah, let me do that. Hold on, let me
get... You got AirDrop? Let's just do that. There you go. Here's your evidence.
So... You're saying it's wrong?
Ah.
All right. Well, you're right. No, they were arrested. Okay. Unfortunately, you can't do that in the park.
When you have to ask,
Vinny. But at some point, you'd think the kids would clear out. They probably
What's that, Mommy? Let's take a video. I'll explain it to you later.
I'm sure they didn't mean to get all revved up. You know that feeling?
Sure.
Started as an innocent enough kiss.
And then you'd go away to someplace private.
Whoa, who's that lady?
I'm in a coot, so I want to.
Gomez.
That's Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Where's Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
Hi.
Hi.
America has voted.
Oh, right. I know. I heard about that.
What?
Yeah. I'm referring to Trump.
Oh. What is the best ice cream flavor?
Oh.
I say chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. Not in the top 10.
Wow.
I'm going to say...
I bet you this.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Number 6.
Okay. Well, you guys pick one.
I love cherry Garcia.
I love cherry Garcia, too. But
that's your favorite?
The flavor. Yeah, I eat that.
Oh, I love that,
I'll eat the whole thing.
But when I
it's
go
not
to
even funny.
Baskin Robbins, I
Sounds
order the
me.
Chocolate chip and pistachio.
Oh, I love pistachio.
I also like mint chip.
Mint chip comes in at number 4.
Really?
Yeah, mint chip, though, some mint chip is good. Others taste like that kind of fake, like almost toothpaste.
Yeah, it tastes like toothpaste.
I don't like that.
How about Rocky Road?
I love that.
Rocky Road comes in at 8. Oh, you guys are on a roll.
Well, chocolate and vanilla just have to be in there. And strawberry.
Chocolate comes in at 2. Vanilla comes in at 3. Strawberry comes in at 5.
We still haven't named the top one.
Coffee.
Oh, coffee ice cream.
Comes in at 9.
Oh, that's a good one.
How about...
What are we missing?
Pralines and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Pralines and
cream.
Cookies number
and
cream. One.
Yeah.
Pralines and cream.
No,
not pralines and cream. My God. That is delicious, though. I'm into that.
Coming in at number 10 is peanut butter cup.
Oh, that's also delicious.
Coffee. Yeah. Rocky Road. French vanilla comes in at number 7.
That's different than the vanilla.
It is.
Yeah.
Regular chocolate chip, strawberry, mint chocolate chip, vanilla, chocolate, and cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream is good.
Number 1.
It's a good one. All right.
You like that?
I do.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-369. Whoa. Oh,
goodness.
That just circled my head and almost made me fall over.
Oh, I'm woozy. You're not reading that one?
Well, I can read it. It's very nice. Morning, everyone. A bit of selfish request. But worth a shot. My friend and I are both recovering alcoholics. A year clean tomorrow.
Oh, my
Way
goodness.
Way to go.
Both of you together.
Congratulations. That's a big deal. You should be proud of yourselves, and you should definitely stay sober today.
Enjoy life.
And then they said, so can we have some secret show tickets? Yeah, and I'm like, no, that's not. I mean, really, that's how not how that works.
They're
but you should keep staying sober.
Yep. A lot of people, though, are very, they pull out the sob stories trying to get these tickets. It hardens our hearts. I actually hate that about us. I'll be like, that sounds fake. They're making that up.
You don't have cancer.
Yeah. Oh, they do. They go crazy with it. And it's some of them are truly sad stories.
Yeah, you'd like to help everyone, frankly.
Sure.
Autistic chick here. Whom in most of the big autism groups want to promote autism as an illness to be eradicated rather than a different way of being. They won't promote a movie that actually makes us look capable.
Mm.
That's sad.
That is sad. 408 says, what movie was Vinny talking about that he hated and Hooman liked? That guy's name?
Wakefield.
Ugh.
It's Bryan Cranston.
It is. And the girl that Ben Affleck was.
Jennifer Garner is the wife.
Having a hard time talking about.
Yeah. 10 years of...
He watches her mourn him. Through the window and just sits there. so callous and so disgusting. Like, what is his deal? Yuck.
He's trapped.
And then it just goes on so long. How's he ever going to be like, yeah, yeah, I was. I watched you more.
What did you think of the end, Vinny? What did you think of the end? Don't say anything. What did you think of the end?
It's awful. The end.
So dumb.
You know why I stayed? Let me tell you something. I'm watching this movie, and he's a despicable character. So there's no, I don't know how you felt anything for the guy. But I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, how do you end this?
Right. I kept thinking the same thing.
How? The only reason I stayed was to see how they ended it.
And
at the end, I went, whoever made this movie, I will never watch a movie you've made again. That is the biggest cop-out of an ending ever.
Bryn hated the ending, too. I thought the ending was... I was satisfied.
What? How can you... What?
Write it down, how it ended. Tell me.
Well, it won't make sense entirely unless
it just doesn't make sense at all.
Why would you say that?
Stupid.
Sometimes you have the warmest heart, and sometimes I think it's just black and cold in there.
You couldn't empathize with that guy?
How?
Cold and empty.
He stole her from his best friend.
Right. And she knew he was bad, too. She's not completely innocent, either.
Messed it's her
up.
Fault now.
It's her fault?
He's the one hiding in the garage.
He is hiding.
No, this is before, when he stole her.
There's a lot of flashbacks.
The best friend is going out with her. And he's weaseling his way into this girl's underneath her best friend.
He's weaseling his way into her pants.
Is it a different actor playing him at that age?
No.
It's 2017. You can get rid of the wrinkles. Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
It gets creamed craps. That's how bad it was.
Oh, man.
I just love you, Vincent. 804 says that was a terrible representation of autism.
What was?
The accountant.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Or the actual
I'm
accountant.
Thrilled that the movie's good. Yeah. I can't. I'm out of time, though. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of this break.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.